I wish I had a witness in here. And the world can't take it away. Again, we are so grateful to God to be here sharing today on such an auspicious occasion. And we are honored to be asked and to be invited. And certainly we praise God for you, Pastor Mine and Lady Mine. And we thank God for the great things the Lord is doing with you and through you. Give God praise for them if you don't mind. Amen. We thank God for you. There are so many others you could have called to come and to share with you all today. We know this church is not short for great preaching, and so we thank God for the invitation to be here today. Amen. Listen, if you would turn with me for a few moments today to 2 Peter chapter 3, I want to read in your hearing verses 17 and 18. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Amen. I thank God for Reverend Davis for doing a phenomenal job leading us in worship today as our presider. Praise God for him and all the ministers who are here today. 2 Peter chapter 3, reading verses 17 and 18. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. You will find these words recorded. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I want to use for subject tonight your theme, growing in grace. Growing in grace. You may be seated. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, giving your name all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you, O God, for allowing us one more time to come to your house. Now, God, have thine own way. We pray today if there's anyone here today that is unsaved, or anyone who is saved, but they've fallen by the wayside, O God, we pray that something has been said, or something will be said to touch their hearts, that this day they would make you Savior and Lord, or this day they will recommit themselves back to you. Have thine own way. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen. Amen. Growing in grace. Church, all of us should be growing in the Lord. I don't care who you are, from the youngest to the oldest person in the body of Christ, we should be growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he may always get the glory out of our lives. And I don't know about you, but I realize that the reason why I must keep growing is because I haven't arrived yet. But there is still room for me to grow in the Lord. That's why Paul said, I press toward the mark. I haven't arrived yet, but I'm still reaching for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And church, regardless of what the Lord has allowed me to accomplish, and regardless of where I've been, I'm still pressing and I'm still reaching that I may be all that God has called me to be. The reality is, church, if there ever was a time we need the body of Christ growing and strong in the faith, is right now. With all the confusion that is happening in our world, with crime continuing to rise and families being destroyed every day by senseless violence, people in the body of Christ falling for every wind and doctrine, we need the church spiritually alert and strong in the faith that we can stand up and stop coming to church and start being the church that God can be glorified. For when pastor and congregation are determined to grow in grace, God can move in our midst and great things will always take place for the glory of God. Here in this passage, Peter tells the church to be on guard. Stay spiritually alert so that you don't get caught up and carried away by the errors of these wicked people who are teaching lies and false doctrine, and lose your own secured footing in Christ. So Peter says that the remedy for making sure you don't lose your footing is making sure you don't stop growing, but that you continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Church, Peter understood that the greatest way for you to know false doctrine when you hear it is to spend time with God, growing in the truth of His Word, so that when you hear things that are contrary to God's Word, you will not be caught unaware by the tricks and schemes of the devil, but you can stand strong in the faith and not be deterred. And brothers and sisters, that's why it is so important that all of us have a personal relationship with God, and that we spend time in the Word of God, because the devil is always busy trying to hinder and stop the church. The devil is always busy doing everything he can to stop the body of Christ from moving forward. But I believe I've got some witnesses in the Macedonia Baptist Church this afternoon that knows it does not matter what the devil tries. Our God is greater. It doesn't matter what the enemy throws our way. Our God is greater. It does not matter what tricks and schemes he may try. The Bible is still true. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. I think I got some fighters in here that know when the body of Christ comes together, we have power in the name of Jesus to stand up and to stand strong and fight the good fight of faith. And that's what we need. We need believers fighting the good fight of faith. We don't need folk hitting each other with friendly fire. The body of Christ doesn't need folk fighting against each other. But we need to realize our real enemy is sin and Satan. And when the church comes together and we're praying together and in the Word of God, tell your neighbor, we got power. We got power. We have power to stand and fight for the glory of God. And church, in this season, with all the false doctrine that we are hearing being preached and taught in and out of the local church, we must make sure that we are strong in the Word of God, so regardless of what the devil sends our way, we won't be deceived, but we will continue to stand on the Word of God and what is true. But when we stand on the Word of God and continue to grow in grace, God will be with us. Few things I believe this text is telling to teach us on why we must grow in grace that I'd like to share with you this afternoon. Now, get out of your way. First thing is this: when you are growing in grace, you can't be deceived. Let me say it again. When you're growing in grace, you can't be deceived. Look what the 17th verse says. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Church, Peter says we must be aware and make sure that we continue to grow in grace, because there are false teachers that are looking for those who are weak in the faith and looking for those that can be easily deceived with false doctrine that just sounds good. Peter understood that false teachers are going to infiltrate the church, but believers must be on their guard not to be led away by the error of men who talk like Christians but live rebellious, ungodly lives. Church, we must make sure that we maintain a stable position spiritually and stand strong. That's why it's so important that you are studying the Word of God daily in Bible study and Sunday school, so that you can continue to grow in grace in the Word of God and be all that God has called you to be. When we are in the Word of God, the devil can try whatever he wants to try, but when you are like that tree planted by the rivers of the water, you can stand strong and know that regardless of what the devil sends my way, I know I've already got the victory. And let me tell you why that's so important, church, because the devil doesn't have limits to what he will try, who he will try, and where he'll try you at. Let me say that again. Watch this. The devil doesn't care that you've been in church all your life. He's not impressed by how many Bible verses you can quote. He's not impressed by how much money you've given. He's not impressed that you are a leader in the church and that you are a leader on your job. The devil is not impressed by that. Brothers and sisters, he will do whatever he can to distract you, and that's why you got to make sure that you are prayed up. You got to make sure you're in the Word of God, so regardless of when the devil tries to attack you, and notice I didn't say if he'll try, but is when he will try. When he tries, you can stand on God's word and say, devil, get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. No, I'm not about to go there. I'm not going to say that, because I'm a child of God, and I know God has his hands on me, and God has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. And Pastor Minor, when you see the devil coming, but you're on guard and in the word, you can stand strong and know we've already had the victory. When we are strong, standing on the word of God, we can never be deceived by the lies and schemes of the enemy. But secondly, be determined to never stop growing in the Lord. Look what he says in that 18th verse, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Church, we are to be committed. Somebody say committed. Committed to never stop growing in the Lord. I don't care who you are. None of us ever graduate from studying the word of God and growing more in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I rebuke the attack of the enemy to make us believe I'm too old to be in Sunday school. I rebuke the attack of the enemy. Got folk thinking we no longer have to study God's word on a daily basis. Now, brothers and sisters, how many have learned the more you grow in God's word, the more you realize I don't know and I need to spend more time. I wish I had a witness in here that know. Listen, you need to spend time in God's word, so regardless of what comes your way, you can stand on the promises of God and know that we've already had the victory. Believers are to grow in their understanding of grace and their experiential knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the only way to do that is to spend time in the word. Sometimes, watch this, tell your neighbor sometimes you got to cut off that TV. I know we love in this reality season watching our reality shows and watching our soaps and being on Facebook and being on other social media sites, but can I declare, brothers and sisters, you got to cut those things off sometimes and spend some time in God's word, so that you can be fitted and ready to fight the attacks of the enemy. You got to make sure you're spending time in the word of God, so regardless of how the devil tries to creep in your home, try to creep in your life, try to mess with your health, you can stand on God's word and know that no weapon formed against me, I don't care what the devil may try, no weapon that the enemy may form will prosper.
And church, when we're committed to growing in the word of God, how many have found out that God will give you understanding and God will send people in your life to help you that you may continue to grow in the word of God? I wish I had a witness in here to thank God for those Sunday school teachers. Thank God for those missionaries. Thank God for pastors like your pastor who spend time in the word of God and feed you not what you want to hear, but feed you what you need to hear. Not telling you what just sounds good, but telling you the truth of what's happening in your life, that you may know to stand on God's word and know that as long as you're growing in the word of God, you'll have what you need to be victorious. Well, brothers and sisters, I want to end by telling you, be strong. Be strong and continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Continue to grow in the Lord that we may tell a dying world about a living Savior. Grow in grace that we may continue to let men, women, boys, and girls know that Jesus hung, bled, and died on Calvary's cross for your sins and for mine. Minor, we got to keep on telling them that he was hung up for our hang-ups, suffered on that old rugged cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. But I'm so glad that that's not how the story ends. Because on that third day, my Savior rose again, not with some power or with limited power, but do I have a witness that knows he rose again with all power in his hands? And the same Jesus that rose again is coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle. So Pastor Minor, on this your second anniversary, I've come to encourage you by saying keep on growing, keep on preaching, keep on teaching, and lifting the Savior up, that others might know that God wants to save us from our sins, and to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, when I think about the fact that we as the body of Christ must make sure that we're growing and encouraging others to grow, I'm reminded of the words of the hymnist who penned these words: I once was alone and idle, and I was a sinner too, but I heard the voice from heaven saying there is work to do. So I took my master's hand and I joined the Christian band. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I wonder, is there anybody in here that's on the battlefield? Y'all don't fool me now. I wonder, are there any deacons on the battlefield? Are there any choir members on the battlefield? Are there any saints in the pew on the battlefield? You ought to wave your hands and give God some praise and say, I'm on the battlefield, and I promise him that I'm going to serve him until I die. I'm on the battlefield. I wonder, is there anybody glad that you're serving a good God, and you're serving a God that loves you, and you're serving a God that cares? Well, keep on serving. Pastor Minor and Macedonia Baptist Church and Dexter Avenue and any other church represented this afternoon, I want to encourage you to make sure that you keep growing, that you keep working, that you keep on witnessing, that you keep on preaching the gospel, keep on serving the Savior, keep on lifting him up, knowing that only what you do for Christ will last. I said only what you do for Christ will last. So keep on working, and keep on growing. If y'all don't mind, help me in this message. Can you find you a neighbor and take them by the hand and say, neighbor, we've got a work to do. Tell them, say, we've got a work to do. There's souls that need to be saved. There are lives that need to be changed. There are people that need to be encouraged. We've got a work to do. Because mine are one day, I got to keep on growing. Because one day, I want to hear the Savior say, not well done, thou good and faithful pastor. Not well done, thou good and faithful president. But I'm working to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Are there any servants? I said, are there any servants? I thought I was in a Baptist church. Are there any servants in the house tonight? If you are a servant, somebody ought to say yes. I said, somebody ought to say yes. Come on, say it like you mean it. Somebody ought to say yes and just wave your hands and say, I'm a servant. I'm a servant. I'm a servant. I'm a servant. For the Most High God, I'm a servant. And I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Somebody say yes. Say yes, yes, say yes, yes, yes.
Keep on growing that we may hear the master say, well done. As our choir prepares to sing, I end by saying this. We're not working for people to pat us on the back, but we're working, we're growing, because one day I realize I've got to see Jesus for myself. And I don't want to labor down here for him to then to say, depart from me. But I'm working because one day I want to hear him say, well done. You haven't been perfect, but you've been faithful. You made some mistakes along the way, but you hung in there. Pastor Monty, keep on serving. Keep on growing. And know that God's got great things in store for you. As you serve, that he can get the glory. He can be lifted up. As we extend the invitation, if there's anybody here today that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is your day. Tomorrow is not promised, but you have right now. As we all stand as this magnificent choir sings, if you don't know the Lord, I want you to come right now. All that can, if you please stand and know that Jesus Christ is the answer. Will you come?